no dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
You're listening to Latin Radical with Warwick Fry.
Are pulling in Canberra, who's tracking the events in El Salvador pretty closely, and there's been a bit of a complaint from the Electoral Council. We have our equivalent here in Australia, but they're not really happy. Some of the people on the tribune are not happy with some of the tactics that ARENA is using to set up next year's elections.
Yes, it's been quite complicated, and I think we've discussed before the steps that the right wing, and well, actually fascist parties and alliance are putting in place to try to ensure that they maintain power. The latest Gallup polling in El Salvador is showing the FMLN with a 20-point lead on the presidential candidate, Funes at around 41, and Avila, the candidate of ARENA, on 20 in terms of the approval rating. Voting intentions for next year's presidential election. That's a double lead. It's not a lead they're likely to close, I think. They're quite aware of that, and we've discussed on this program a number of times the increasing repression against activist progressive organizations and people simply standing up for their rights and standards of living. Those are intensifying, as we reported last week. And to go with that, the way the right is looking to consolidate their power and to not cede power if the election results require it next year is to manipulate the electoral process. So they have gone to the Organization of American States, Warwick, and they're trying to, in a way, I guess what they're trying to do is control completely that electoral process from their point of view of what's acceptable, to the degree of not allowing the normal measures that are in place in the electoral tribunal's regulations for international observers to participate in the election next year.
Well, that's a worry, because I understand there's a few Australians are going over there to observe it, it's a worry.
It certainly is. I mean, when a state gets to the point where they don't allow international observers in, I think one has alarm bells ringing pretty loudly.
Yeah, and apparently some of the people on the electoral tribunal, it's like our electoral council here in Australia, are muttering a bit, and we're a bit concerned about some of the steps that ARENA is taking.
Yes, indeed. Particularly two of the magistrates, as they call them, the ruling body, which is composed of, by a formula, it has representatives of the ruling party of the FMLN together on that ruling body. And they have actually also spoken out publicly to say that the transparency of the electoral process is looking pretty murky at the moment. And it's a brave thing. It's unfortunate. I think it's quite unacceptable in 2008 that it's at great personal risk that people speak out against what's going on in El Salvador. And the increasing repression and death squad activity makes it even more dangerous for people to speak out. That's something that I think makes it even more important than ever since the peace accords were signed, that there be international observers and, if necessary, United Nations intervention for this electoral process in El Salvador.
They really like to hang on to what they've got, don't they, Lara? And
Yes, well, they're certainly benefiting on the backs of ordinary Salvadoran people's standard of living. There's a huge economic crisis in El Salvador, as I think we've reported on over the last couple of years as well, and it's continuing to worsen. And it's about the ongoing implementation of the neoliberal measures that President Antonio Saca and the ARENA party are so committed to. And as part of pushing those neoliberal economic model requirements, and it's a pretty clear formula. As part of doing that, of course, then you continue to push a large section of your population into poverty. And those workers, peasants, people who are being pushed further and further into poverty are reacting. I mean, they had a certain expectation through the end of the civil war and the peace process in the early days of building peace in El Salvador that their quality of life would, you know, improve, that they had certain aspirations as a population that they were working towards. And as those aspirations are not met, and in fact, as they are pushed into to further poverty and into a situation where you have more and more Salvadorans leaving the country every day than you did through the decade of the Civil War, this is a major crisis for the country to face.
And a 20% lead is probably a fair indication of that. Well, thanks very much, Lara. And it is a matter of concern that the Arena Party is discouraging independent observation of these elections, and keep us informed.
It shall do. There's certainly, at this stage, they're saying that any of the international observers that come over that are not approved directly by them, by the right-wing party, are likely to be thrown out of the country. So, you know, there's a bit of negotiation to be done before we go in.
Wow. Heavy.
But it also has had the effect of strengthening the resolve, particularly of the Australians that are standing side by side with their Salvadoran brothers and sisters and friends, husbands and wives. I mean, we have a decent sized community here in Australia as well, who are a great part of our society and have brought their culture and a whole lot of benefits to Australia. And it's a little bit we can give back.
Yeah, don't ever know it. Okay, thanks very much, Lara. And
thanks, Warwick.
We'll talk again soon. Ciao.
Thanks.